Oranges are all.
Yeah, I haven't found the oranges are all down here, but I heard that in Illinois.
Are all?
The oranges are all.
Oh, never heard that. Meaning gone?
Yeah, all gone.
Pennsylvania.
That is all. Same sort of thing, it's just an extension. And I was surprised to find this in Illinois.
Have you enlarged on this by talking to people? And then seeing if you'll find it anyplace else?
Yeah, for example, one thing I put in is some fishing terms. For example, if you're going fishing and you want to get a lot of fish, you take a long line with a lot of hooks on it.
Trout line?
You get trout line for this.
You almost got it from her.
She came close, didn't she?
I said it just then. Earlier I almost had it.
What did you
say? I said trout line then, that's what they're called.
Yeah. Well, your pronunciation was about halfway between trout line and trout line.
It's trout line.
Uh-huh. And then if somebody...
You mean trot line. Is that what you're... Yeah. I've heard it called a trot line.
Yeah.
But
most of the time,
I know it is, but trout line is what it becomes. That's what you...
Yeah.
It is actually a trot line.
Yeah.
But you're asking me for what I'd say, not for what I know.
It has an obscure etymology.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't it? Well, yes, I would. I know it's a trot line, but I say trout line.
And another thing I put in is an old branch or something that you cut off and driven in the ground. You say you've driven in for a marker or something. Just an old scrap piece of wood. I say
a stake.
Yeah. Or a stob.
Yes. Well, a stob is different from a stake.
What's a stob?
A stob is something, well, I know there's a technical term for a stob, which does I know you don't want. But
yeah, what is a technical term?
Well, a stob is something that I use in my business, which is a piece of paper that's been wound very tightly into a long, narrow thing.
Spill.
What?
Been made
a spill.
Into a spill.
Yes, when they call them stobs, and artists use them, or I use them in my work, and you use them to smear charcoal or pencil or color. Those are stobs.
So what's the stob? Stake stob.
Stake stob is what I would use to drive to split a log with, or to split wood.
A wedge, huh?
No, I use a stob. Yes, a wedge.
But it's a wooden wedge.
A wooden wedge, I call a stob.
Huh. But you wouldn't put this in the ground, or you wouldn't put a stob in the ground?
No. I'd plug up a hole with a stob.
Uh-huh.
I'd insert it into something, but I wouldn't stick it in the ground. I'd put a stake in the ground.
It's sort of a stopper.
Mm-hmm.
Would you put a stob in a jug?
No.
That'd be a stopper, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But if you had a gopher hole or something?
Put a stake in it. I'd put a wood in it.
But a stake, to me, is more likely to be made out of lumber.
Yes, a stake has been worked, it's manufactured.
Uh-huh.
You whittled it.
Piece of lath, for example.
It's a manufactured piece of wood. I wouldn't call a branch a stake. I'd stick a branch in the ground.
What would that be?
I'd stick a branch in the ground, I wouldn't call it a stake.
But what if you've taken an axe and you cut it off so it's this long and you sharpen a point on the end?
I guess
it's a stake.
It's a stake. Mm-hmm.
But that's, you've done something to it.
Yeah.
You haven't just picked up a piece of wood off the ground and stuck it in the ground.
What if you just picked up a piece of wood that long and stick it
in the ground? I would just stick a piece of wood in the ground.
Oh, you wouldn't even stick a stob in?
No.
Yeah, this
no.
becomes a verb, too. Stob it.
Stob it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's derived from stab or what. If you had a yard and you wanted to grow vegetables, where would you grow them?
In the garden.
What would you grow?
Types of vegetables,
mm-hmm.
radishes, lettuce, onions, tomatoes, cucumbers, okra, eggplant,